from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can coverage is brought to you by Kia. Move it that inspires. Miller Lite tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. This is the Morning Shift. We are live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squib Billy, joined by the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon Mike Johnson, and Fox 5's Kelly Price.
Not an All-American.
Yeah, breaking news. No.
Well, we can only have one on this show, apparently.
Kelly, just real quick, can you grade his good morning on a scale from 1 to 10? I just...
Well, that one was
I'm
weak.
I'm having a hard
not
time hearing you because I think my eardrums are recovering still.
But... I'm going to give that one a 4 out of 10. But that isn't – it's not a volume thing, just so we're clear. It's not a volume thing. It's more of an emotion.
Normally with a good one.
Yeah, I don't need you to yell any louder. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that more of an emotion and an excitement to be here as far as – I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10. So
okay, well,
just listen, it's nothing personal.
I wish
4 out of 10.
I wish I cared about your opinion more.
Okay. Right.
Ouch.
Because you don't care about anybody's opinion. That's why you wear aviators and Gucci bags to the airplane. That's another topic.
No, I do that.
The Louis bag. I'm sorry. Is it Louis or Gucci that you wear?
It's Louis. Yeah. It's Louis, baby. Jesus. And guess what? I do that because I got style.
Yeah,
all
is
right?
That what it is? Right.
Yeah. Black on black.
Kelly, we had you last Friday. Did you miss us?
Of course.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Of course. I had to come back. I had to drive 45 minutes north to Flowery Branch to do it this time.
I appreciate you faking it till you make it. Nonetheless, we're live out here in Flowery Branch for the morning shift, like Bo said. Just hanging out, and we will be your eyes and ears throughout training camp here at 92.9. You heard a lot of different sound. We'll have a lot of different sound coming up today. In the next segment, you will hear Raheem Morris. He was on with Andy and Randy. Bo and I also caught up with Jake Matthews yesterday after practice, one of my old teammates, the only guy left on the roster that I actually played with, and he's entering camp year number 11, so fun to catch up with him. And look, just a fun day out here yesterday. It wasn't too hot, even though they moved practice back just a little bit. It was a little bit misty, a little bit rainy, but I don't want to say they got a lot of solid work in yesterday, but just y'all's initial impression, because the tempo was very – it was a jog-through, right? It wasn't a walk-through. It was a jog-through. I think Jake said as much, but – the ball didn't come out of anybody's hand, really. It was just kind of a, hey, let's make sure we're all going to the right place.
Right. I mean, these guys are wearing shorts, no pads. They've got the what do you call those things? The guardian caps on top of the helmets. So not a lot of crazy work going on right now.
Yeah, the guardian caps. Those are interesting ones. And then there was one player just decided not to wear it. I'm not going to put their name out there. But I just like, I thought they were.
I noticed that
one
as well.
Guy.
Yeah.
And it was on brand. Yeah,
very
a little bit. A little bit of a meathead.
Very much so. I really thought it was interesting that Cousins had the camera, and he wasn't throwing the ball. They would do dump offs, but it was he was go through his progressions right, and then come over and do the dump off. But you could still see some things out there, right? You kind of saw some guys at certain positions that maybe made you go, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Or how certain players look like. The talk that I remember, and Kelly, I'm sure you heard this as well, you know, because we were all kind of bouncing around talking to different people, was, wow, Kyle Pitts looks like Kyle Pitts. More like the 2020-2019 version from Florida, more like the 2021 version that was here on this roster. He looked like he felt confident, and he had a good little burst that was just, I don't want to say old school because it's his fourth year in the league, but it was old school Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, well, I want to talk just a second. We're going to get to the Kirk Cousins audio, and I know everybody that's listening probably has a little bit of an overload as far as the Falcons coverage day one, because you try to take it. It's like a sponge on day one, right? You're like, oh, man, I got to read all these reviews, and nobody's allowed out of practice, so everybody's putting as much information as they can. But the way practice was kind of structured was interesting to me yesterday. They split fields. It seemed like you had I don't want to call them starters and second team. I'm not ready to give any of those guys that label, but you had really the players that you expect to be in the rotation early throughout preseason, and then you had more of the developmental players on the far field. So the media is sitting next to what we'll just call the Kirk Cousins group, to start off with, and Taylor Heineke's with him, and then you look over one field over from the media, and it's Michael Penix, and it's some of the other rookies, practice squad guys from last year, more of that look. So it was very interesting to see who took the field with these first two groups, and we'll get into that throughout the show. But who took the field with these first groups? Who looked excited? Who was the guy breaking down the huddle on the way out to the field and things like that? But there were some interesting names and interesting places that me and Bo kind of took notice of.
Yeah, first off, for me, is the fact that I saw Mike Hughes on that outside corner spot. That was a little bit interesting to me because I honestly thought that it would be maybe Clark Phillips over there and Mike Hughes would be in that nickel where he really excelled, obviously, clearly late in the last season. But Hughes was over there, and then they had D. Alford in that nickel spot, right, which, you know, talking with Arch, and Arch had a really good point. He goes, he's earned it. He's done, came up, played, did everything he's been asked to do. We also looked at the outside linebacker spots, Mike. And there's a guy that you and I decided to do some research on mid-practice.
We had to. We had to.
Well, and it's not, you know, you and I had talked about it when they signed him, but that's kind of it, right? But James Smith Williams was playing that outside backer spot where you kind of think Arnold Ebiketie would be the first guy out there,
right?
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And look, I think a lot of people after the draft, you kind of look at it and go, well, you know, maybe their expectations are of Arnold Ebiketie taking a larger role, rushing the passer, doing different things. Maybe they like what they saw in film. But, Kelly, I'll be honest, I expected him to be out there. And obviously it's first down situation, but if you had listed four other guys being out there, and Braylon Trice was with the Kirk Cousins group, but he listed four other guys, I would not have picked James Smith Williams to be one of those guys.
No, I mean, I definitely didn't have that on my bingo card.
I don't think anybody
Braylon
did.
Trice is a guy I was actually really interested to see yesterday as well. And I know you mentioned Mike Hughes. That's actually what my story was yesterday from camp, was about Mike Hughes. I talked to him about his approach kind of going into this training camp. And he was like, you know, it's a really friendly competition, maybe even more than normal, because we're all really close. Because that group, that DB room, really brings back a lot of guys from last year. Mm-hmm. So they all know each other really well, even though there is that kind of other corner up for grab spot aside AJ Terrell.
Listen, we'll talk about the rotation throughout practice. There's another couple guys that jumped out at me. Kevin King was at an interesting spot. You started seeing some of the rotation pieces up front. TQ Graham taking a larger role than I kind of expected. Zach Harrison a little bit back in the weeds in terms of kind of the rotation I expected to see. I do want to get to Raheem Morris, though. He talked a little bit yesterday in his press conference. And look, he was asked point blank, what's the plan for Kirk Cousins going into preseason? How much do you expect him to play? And his answer was pretty interesting.
You know, we're in block one right now. You know, so it's like, hey, block one, I speak in these blocks, right? We're talking about today, right? Being our acclimation day two, being a jog through period, getting right into two practices to another jog through, then we get the block two. And then once we get the block two, we'll have a low practice, medium practice, jog through, high impact practice, day off. So like, I want to get to block one first to make some of those decisions, you know, don't want to make something from 3 weeks from now that we don't have to make now. So we'll see and what we need and how we need it. Now, really excited for the most part about getting to our joint practice with Miami. You know, that you look forward to some of those things and how you're going to get into it as opposed to thinking about some of the preseason stuff.
Yeah. Well, you get done with that, and we'll go ahead and go to this next piece because everybody in the same breath is like, oh, hey, maybe you'll see Kirk Cousins play in the preseason. Don't want to make any decisions right now. We talked yesterday about a little bit of hitch in the giddy up, but maybe he'll start to feel good. Well, when Kirk Cousins steps to the podium, he had a little bit of different things to say.
I want to play, but I think that ask fell on deaf ears. I think, you know, Raheem's model is you're not playing. Like, that's just not – and I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag or anything, but his approach was like, that's just not how we want to do things. I'm sure maybe I could persuade him. Maybe there's a conversation. Who knows how the Dolphins practices go. Maybe he wants to see us in the game. It's just so much that can change, but yeah, I think seeing live bullets and playing is helpful, but I also understand the logic behind not doing it, and you know, everything we do is calculated, and that will be as well.
Kelly, you can almost hear a collective, yes, Kirk, you did. You did actually let the cat out of the bag right there.
I know, but I literally, like, laughed. I remember looking at the other people in the press conference room, like, you did just let the cat out of the bag, literally.
And I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag or anything, but his...
It reminds me of, like, that rope of truth that Wonder Woman has, that when she puts it on your, like, your arm and you just completely tell the truth. Apparently, that's the podium over in the media room at Flowery Branch for Kirk Cousins, because every time he gets up there, he says something that he probably isn't supposed to say. Now, luckily, this time it probably won't lead to an investigation that costs the Falcons money and a fifth-round draft pick. But once again, Kirk Cousins has went overstepped verbally. I actually love the freaking honesty because
it's a breath of fresh air. It really is.
I was gonna say that, yeah.
I mean, he's probably the only person, you know, he's the only person that can walk away from that podium and say, I told the truth. the complete truth. I mean, he's, you know, I said the one thing. Yeah, he's Jim Carrey from Liar Liar. I can't lie because that's what he's. But I you know, maybe Raheem is wanting to see, and he just told Kirk, you know what? I don't want you to have expectations, so probably not going to happen. And then he might get down the road and say, well, I like the way he looked in the joint scrimmage against Miami. I want him to take, you know, a series in week two against what, Baltimore or something. But I don't know. I want to say that I care that if he plays in the preseason because we get to finally see him test that Achilles and it's finally out there. But in reality, do we need to see him?
Right. And look, I think this was a big topic last year with Desmond Ridder, and I think it mattered a lot more because Desmond Ridder had only seen a few meaningful snaps. Kirk Cousins has been in the league, you know, now 14 years. Kelly, I don't know that it really matters if we see him in the preseason.
Yeah, and that was going to be my point, is this was a much more important conversation this time last year, I think. And it was approached a little bit differently. But it sounds like Kirk and Raheem actually had this conversation. They talked about it. And he said, hey, I want to play. And Raheem was like, I don't know about that. So maybe if Kirk feels like he needs to get those live reps, maybe they'll let him.
Yeah, I totally agree. We talked about observations. You know the one thing that I really enjoyed seeing yesterday? Was the head coach standing back, watching, talking to players, talking to the coaches, and not having to do everything, right? When Arthur was here, he was running the offense. He was doing everything.
That's a good point.
When DQ was here for a certain point, he was doing the same thing. Rob was just able to take it in, watch, and then do that administrative of as a whole job. I paid attention to that for a few minutes yesterday, and it was kind of refreshing, too. So it was a refreshing day at Flowery Branch in the overcast humidity.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll continue to be a refreshing morning shift. Hey, look, when we get back from the break, Coach Raheem Morris joined Midday Show with Andy and Randy yesterday. He was asked about distributing reps in the preseason. I think you're going to like his answer. You don't want to miss it. Coming up on the other side, it's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.